All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas at the same number. What do you think? The jury is in. And Ms. Kim Potter has been found guilty of first and second degree manslaughter in connection with the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. This took place back in Minnesota in April. A Ms. Potter, a police officer who said she was reaching for a taser, but pulled out her automatic weapon and killed Mr. Dante Wright. What do you say? 844-967-2789. Evan, who do we have on the line?
We've got Connie from Madison.
Hey, Connie, how you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, my understanding when she pulled him over is that they weren't supposed to be pulling anybody over for expired tags because of COVID. They had very few workers in their DOT. And so because she was training somebody, they thought, oh, yeah, let's pull him over. But they weren't even supposed to be pulling him, you know, people with expired plates over at all. So
you know, there are people who will say, had he not been driving with the expired plates, you know, he would still be alive. And they will say that that's reason and rationale enough why she shouldn't you know, receive the time she's going to receive.
Well, I guess it was something in the state, the whole state. They said, don't, you know, if that's the only thing that they've got going for them, the expired tags, don't pull them over because they're probably hung up in the mail somewhere.
Sure.
So, yeah, you know, again, unless there was reckless driving or some other things that were going on, you could understand that. But in this instance, there's really no reason.
Yeah, I think having something hanging from your mirror is stupid. I mean, I see people, I drive for a living, and I see people with all sorts of junk hanging from their rearview mirrors. But just, you know, a deodorizer? I mean, they're not that big. Stupid.
You know, Connie, you get to a point where, you know, it's heartbreaking. I'll just say this, even for the officer.
Yeah. Oh, because, yeah. You can tell
because
she was heartbroken.
She again is a person mm-hmm. who does not come off as a person who, well, he was resisting arrest.
Sure.
She comes across.
Or he was trying to drive away, and the life of the officer was in danger. That's just an excuse, though.
Yeah, she comes across as a human, a real human, and not a police officer. And I can say that now, and we can say that now after knowing what we know and knowing what she did. We don't know who she is and who she was before that. So thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next here, we've got Rocky from Madison.
Hey, Rocky, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. What do you say?
I say Merry Christmas and beware. I just talked to a friend of mine. He knows four people that have gotten COVID in the last week. So it's
oh, man.
Nearby. And it's younger people that all that got it. That not that that matters, but you don't got to be an old person to get it. As far as this happening, I didn't realize that police officer had somebody on training with her. Seems like she, that would be the last thing you would intentionally do is show somebody how to be a murderer. I think she made a bad mistake. I wish she hadn't done it. And, I wish, you know, things were different.
Well, see Rocky,
I feel pity for her and the person that's dead, both, you know, like, that didn't have to happen. What, you know, here's a thought I just had, too. When you pull over a car, why don't they put these strips out that they put out anyway, like somebody that's driving bad.
I know, but see, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't need this. But Rocky, they didn't need the strips because this guy was not running. he was not doing anything that would lead them to pull him over. So there's no need for strips. You know, they pull him over simply because he had a deodorizer hanging from his window, his rearview mirror. And by law, that's how I found out is illegal in some places.
Yeah, my mom warned me about that a long time ago.
Really?
I got
really?
Stopped one day for going, I was going 40 in a 55. And he said, well, you were driving 40 miles an hour. That's why we're pulling you over. I said, well, a mile up the road here, it's 35. So I just try and drive about what it might be coming up at. There's a lot of reasons you shouldn't get pulled over, and it happens all over.
But I guess Rocky, my point is this is just horrible all over the place because
it is.
And here's the other thing. This woman, if she was so afraid of this young boy, he's a young man, there were other officers on the scene. There were three other officers on the scene. Two of them were men.
Right.
And so this was not a guy built like Mike Tyson. This was a slightly built guy.
Right.
Who, you know, didn't brandish a weapon. He had no weapon. He didn't even look like he was reaching for one.
What was her reason? Do you know at all?
Well, she said she thought he was trying to get away.
Oh.
And so she was going to hit him with a taser and not her service revolver. She accidentally, she is saying, grabbed the service revolver, thinking it was the taser. And fired.
Yeah, the jury even got to hold the gun, you know, and compare its weight and heft and feel to that of a taser.
Well, you know, Evan, the point you just made, I haven't had the taser can't be anywhere near as heavy as a service revolver.
If anything, they might add a little bit of weight to it so it doesn't feel like a toy, you know, so it has.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're correct.
Because the taser is made of plastic for the most part, right?
Yep.
All right. So, you know, but that was the rationale she used. And the jury, basically an all-white jury, said that she did this and that she must pay a price for that. And
I heard they wanted to test the taser, see what it felt like in their hand. They must have thought it was similar at all.
So I don't know, Rocky, but man, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Merry
Sorry
Christmas
to
you. And we'll talk soon. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand.
Thank you.